Time now for our video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor, is here. And I'm looking on my paper. It says Robofish.
That's right, Ira.
Robofish.
Robofish.
Dun, 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 dun. Not a shark.
We're bringing Jaws in every week, right?
It's Shark Week. Shark Month on Science.
It's always Shark Week on Science Friday.
Tell us about what Robofish is.
Yeah, it's an unusual robot. It's a fish about the size of your hand, and it's designed to swim with the fishes. This is a robot that's made.
It's a different movie.
That's yeah, right. So the designer is Maurizio Porfirian.
Right.
He's an engineer at NYU Poly here in New York. Mm-hmm. And he studies movement, basically, using math. And so he's looked at fish schooling and tried to understand how fish school by making these complex mathematical models. And then he takes those sophisticated models and tries to turn them into, you know, devices, objects.
Right.
So he made this little robotic fish. And here's the most amazing part of the story. So he makes this little robotic fish, and you can see it on the website swimming around. And on his birthday, they stick it in the lab swimming pool in the tank, and they put in some golden shiners. And this was just sort of for fun. And they noticed something kind of surprising happening, which was that when they put the robot in and turned it on, it's remote controlled, the little fish started sort of milling about the robot, and they even followed it around the tank.
Like it's litter, like a school of fish following the robo-fish around.
Following the robo-leader. Now, you know,
and they didn't expect that.
They didn't really
know. They just
know.
Did it as a prank, and they learned something.
I mean, I don't know if it was a prank or not. I mean, the idea is to build robots that are biomimetic,
right,
that are like fish. But I think the what's different about this research is that they build this biomimetic robot, and then they put it back in with the biological system and saw what happened. And they're not biologists, so
right,
they're not
right,
making any great claims
right,
that this is, they understand what makes a fish a leader.
A bunch of engineers building a robot.
But they did say, well, you know, we did notice this sort of strange thing happening, which is that, you know, some percentage of the time the fish will follow it around.
And you can see that. It's very fascinating. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com, our video pick of the week up there in the left corner. And you just click on this video, and there's a little fish coming, the robot, and the fish are following it around. It's almost like they're imprinting on the robot.
It's a little creepy because I think there's something sort of surprising about it. But I think what they're going to keep doing is building sort of different versions of this robot to try to understand what about it makes it attractive to the fish that they're working with.
I guess they should bring some fishologists in, or, you know.
Yeah, I think they have that. Eventually, the idea will be to collaborate
right,
with people who know a lot about fish behavior.
And did they have just one robot fish?
Or no, they have several, actually.
Yeah.
They just developed a new one, which is a little bit noisier. It can move faster. It's built for more challenging terrain than the lab swimming pool. So the idea is that they have
upstream, it's going to be able to
right, to take fish away from the dam. I mean, the idea is actually that maybe you could use robotic fish to lead fish away from dangers, like an oil spill, for example.
Or into the open net of a fisherman.
You know, they didn't mention that, but that's right. This could be a boon for fishing. It's sort of a remote control lure. Come to me.
All right. Now we've got the commercial side of this figured out. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman, the video pick of the week. It's Robofish up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's a great little video, and it's kind of interesting to see how these engineers came up with this fish that actually acts more like a fish than they thought it would. Our program producers include Christopher Intagliata, senior producer, Annette Heist, Charles Berquist is our director, Flora is our multimedia editor, Ashu Bayek is our Spanish language producer, Neil Rausch is our technical director, and Manoli Weatherall's at the controls here in New York. Our science and arts producer is Catherine Wells. If you missed any part of the program, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can log on and get our podcast, and the video pick of the week is up there. And you know, you can take it along with you on your iPhone. We have an iPhone app that you can take the video and the audio, and so you can take them with you. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.